All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
It was on again last night, and I'm digging it. Beverly Hills 90210, did you watch it?
No, I did not watch
it. So good.
But I got to catch up.
Did you DVR it? Okay, did you videotape it? Because it is the 90s show. I mean, you know.
Right.
It was great. It was great. Here's the deal. Now, the cast of Will and Grace for the reboot, they were paid about $250,000 per episode for that. The cast of Beverly Hills 90210, they're making about $70,000 per episode. Now, the show, they were on Fox. They weren't making as much back in the day at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling earning about $85,000 per episode, but they are also doing some directing as well. So when you do things like that, if Jason Priestley does that, which he did a lot in the original, he will make more as well. But as of now, they're all getting about $70,000 per episode. Very, very even across the board.
So you watched it last night.
I did. It was great. Last night was the big pitch to do the show, to reboot the show. It was very good. I'm telling you, Tori Spelling, who I was never a big fan of.
Right.
She and Jenny Garth are freaking hilarious together. They're really funny.
And that's
together.
The real reason why you couldn't come by Scenic Brewing Company last night.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Well, no. No, because my garage door broke.
Oh.
I don't even know what happened to my garage door. It works, but
hate when that happens.
It's weird. Yeah. It was like, did somebody, what happened
okay.
to my garage door? Yeah, no.
You're
that
off
wasn't.
The hook then.
No, this was later. Anyhow, this was on at 9, so. No, I don't know. I don't think. Probably the opposite of what you have been thinking, but it might have actually been Liam Hemsworth's partying that drove him and Miley apart. Now, sources close to the couple are saying that everyone always thinks Miley's a hardcore partier while he's Mr. Chill Surfer Dude. Well, apparently he parties with his friends all the time, and Miley's not a big fan of it. She thinks he should have grown out of it by now.
Yeah.
Friends say that he also lashes out at her.
Oh.
Occasionally doesn't like the attention that their ups and downs brought to the marriage. And some have said that he uses certain drugs, and I'm quoting, certain drugs that Miley doesn't approve of. So now friends say, no, that's just they're making this up to hide the fact that she was cheating.
But again,
so,
they were together for
married.
How? 10 years.
Yeah. I told celebrities shouldn't get married. They just shouldn't get married. J-Lo and A-Rod are all happy and in love. That's not going to work either. She's been married like, I don't know, four times.
First.
It's not going to work out. I'm just
all
telling
right.
you. And for the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, Billboard made a list of the 100 best songs of 1969.
Wow.
Mike, their top three, Time of the Season by the Zombies, Everyday People, Sly and the Family Stone, and Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Great song.
The best songs of 1969. So,
and all
there you go.
Woodstock.
Yep, and one last thing, Mike, just for you, Pat Priest, actress, The Munsters, Marilyn.
Right, the ugly duckling.
The ugly one. The ugly one. She turns 83 years old today. 83 years old.
Wow.
I know.
That poor girl.
No. Oh, the poor dear.
Could never get a date because she was so ugly.
She was so ugly. I know. It's like she's Marilyn Monroe, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Oh, that show.
She was very odd
in that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.